your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Wednesday, Locked On NHL friends. You're listening to Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Sarah Avampato, host of Locked On Kings. I'm joined today, as I am every week, by Tom Gazzola, host of lots of things on Not Locked On, actually. But you can hear him on Locked On NHL. You can hear him sometimes on Locked On Oilers. And, of course, TSN 1260 talking all about the Edmonton Oilers and their current plight. Let's say whatever's going on with them this season. So I'm glad to have you back to chat with me today. And today we're going to start things out with some sort of breaking news, which is TV, because the sources have indicated that the NHL and ESPN are close to getting a new deal for the U.S. media rights to the NHL. So I know, you know, in Canada, this doesn't necessarily impact you, you know, being that this is just really for the U.S. rights to the NHL. But this is a pretty big deal for the league to have reached this this understanding with ESPN to get hockey back on the literal sports channel, right?
Yeah, it's significant. I know here everyone in Canada knows ESPN, working for TSN, which is basically Canada's ESPN. I think we're even affiliated to a certain degree with them. I don't know how tight that partnership is, Sarah, but it's a big deal. And it's funny because, like, when I lived in Oklahoma City during the lockout in 2012, spending time down there owning a property in Arizona, I would always flip ESPN on and want to watch hockey highlights, but never get them. And I was like, boy, there's only three real leagues that this network covers. And of course, as I deep dived into it, I found out, you know, that the relationship had been strained and the NHL jumped over to NBC eventually. Wasn't it on the Outdoor Life Network for a little while after that 2004-05 lockout? So this is huge. And I think it's going to mean bigger bucks for the NHL, which is important. They want to continue to generate more revenue at a time when revenues are, you know, obviously top of mind, considering everything that everyone has gone through over the last year. And ESPN is a household name in I think, the world of sports in general. I think you could go all over the globe and people would know ESPN. So this is massive, and it's really neat to see. I'm curious to see how they go about this new partnership, what it means for the NHL and its scope on the sports landscape in America. I mean, I think you probably could speak more to it, but even here, we look at it and go, geez, that seems pretty damn big.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's interesting because I feel like for many years now, everyone sort of makes fun of ESPN when they try to talk about hockey because they don't really have, you know, that's not their wheelhouse necessarily, because right, they haven't had the rights to the NHL for years. And so it'll be interesting to see how that changes. I know, you know, on the website, on the digital side, they have, you know, Greg Wyshynski and Emily Kaplan doing really great stuff online. But as far as the TV side, there has been nothing aside from, you know, people sending in cool clips to get them on, you know, the highlight packages and everything. It'll be interesting. It feels like hockey is going to be spread out even more than it already is, because all of these sources say that ESPN will become one of the league's media partners starting next season. So we may still see games on the USA Network or something. It's a little unclear how the transition is going to happen. They say that the ESPN is getting the rights to broadcast four Stanley Cup finals between 2022 and 2028, which means there are several Stanley Cup finals that will not be on ESPN. Hmm. So it seems like it's going to be a bit of a fractured landscape. And for anyone, I'm just imagining how this is going to impact blackouts and you know, not being able to watch a game because it's nationally televised and you don't happen to have cable. And there's a whole bunch of issues that I feel like might come rolling in with this, but it is huge for the league. And I saw a couple people on Twitter basically saying that, you know, this is sort of why they pushed so hard to get a season this year. Mm-hmm. Because when you're negotiating a new media deal, you don't want the league that you're going to be covering to not be on the television. That would have probably not worked out very well financially for the NHL. So I'm excited to see what happens. Like you said, ESPN is known kind of worldwide. And if this helps grow the game, if this helps get more eyes on hockey because someone is tuning in to watch NBA highlights and then a hockey game breaks out, you know, maybe we'll see what happens there. But big news in the NHL, because this is something that's been rumored for a while and we've just haven't had confirmation yet.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting, I'll just add this, is in Canada, the national broadcast rights for NHL were split between TSN and Sportsnet and CBC, which does Hockey Night in Canada. And then in 2014, Sportsnet and Rogers Sportsnet and CBC teamed up to outright buy the national broadcast rights. So that's why Hockey Night in Canada is still on CBC, but it's also on Sportsnet. And TSN was basically shut out of it. And I remember how much of an impact that had. And people here were like, wow. So TSN, we only have the regional rights for the Sens, Canadians, half the Leafs, and the Jets. So no Oilers, no Canucks, no Flames. And people didn't really know how significant even that split among seven teams would be. And it's, in terms of, you talk about blackouts and restrictions and all of that, it's wreaked havoc, and some people lose their minds when they think that they could see a game on TV and they see it on their channel guide, but then they click on it and it's, this game is blacked out due to local blackout restrictions. And so it kind of gives me a sense of maybe some of that's to come with what's going to happen in the US, but it's neat to see. I'm eager and curious to see how it affects coverage of the National Hockey League, the day-to-day, if there's going to be way more ESPN beat reporters covering teams now that this deal looks like it's going to happen. That, to me, is what I, on the media side, I'm really curious to see, because it's always cool, Sarah, when I loved traveling with the Oilers when I was hosting Oilers TV, and I've had a chance to travel to a couple things for TSN, but not much. But it's always cool when the traveling media comes to town and you get to hang out with them, meet new people. So that social element of it is something that always piques my interest as well.
Yeah, and knowing how the website has kind of constantly been laying off hockey people over the years, they certainly have a great pool of talent to pull back from who have previously been at ESPN and now are probably being like, hey, guys.
Remember me?
You want me back? Yeah.
Hey,
I know the hockey. We continue our look at some of the biggest news stories in the NHL coming up next on the show. But first, let's talk about Built Bar. We've been telling you about Built Bar. It's the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is, of course, the amazing low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now, we all love a little friendly competition. It is time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. We've got two great matchups for you today in Built Bar Madness. First up, we've got German chocolate versus salted caramel. And then in our second matchup, mocha love versus birthday cake. Now, in the first bracket there, German chocolate versus salted caramel, for me, salted caramel, clear winner. It really does. I have tried both of these and they're both very delicious, but the salted caramel really tastes like you're actually eating a nice chocolate covered salted caramel candy that you bought at a candy place. And instead, this one is actually good for you and not full of, you know, sugars or things that aren't natural for you. The second matchup, Mocha Love versus birthday cake. Unfortunately, I have to knock Mocha Love out of the running. I'm not a big coffee flavored fan. But I feel a little weird doing it because I've never had the birthday cake variety. And again, much like the other day when we had the churro puff that I had never had but thought sounded absolutely delicious, the fact that there is a birthday cake flavored Built Bar out there that I have not tried is quite honestly a crime, and I would like to rectify the situation. So I can't
legitimately pick a winner for that bracket, but I'm going to go with birthday cake just because it sounds really delicious. You, of course, can form your own opinions. You don't need me for that. You can go to BuiltBar.com, check out all the flavors they've got, maybe, you know, order some salted caramel and some German chocolate and do your own taste test at home. BuiltBar.com is where you find all the information. You can also find them on Twitter. Go search for BuiltBar on the little bird app and find their account there where they share all sorts of great information about upcoming events like Built Bar Madness. Remember to use the promo code LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order. That is LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who's going to become the best tasting protein bar ever. We're covering everything you need to know about hockey here, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Today podcast has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
We will turn to a team that probably won't be getting too many ESPN national televised shows, and that is the poor Arizona Coyotes, who every season we have this conversation about Arizona. It doesn't have anything to do with drama in the front office or coaching changes or anything. It has to do with the fact that their goaltenders are always injured. And today is no exception, because on Tuesday it was announced that Darcy Kuemper, who left a game early due to an injury that no one could tell what had happened to him, but just knew that he did not finish the game. They have announced that he's going to be missing significant time. No one has put a real number on that yet, but at the time that we're recording this, the speculation is kind of 4 weeks or so. So here we are, another year where the Coyotes are now missing one of their biggest pieces to their team. And it's a year where the Coyotes are just barely out of a playoff spot in the West. And it's a year where, you know, everyone kind of expected them to maybe take another little step forward, you know, not going to be a Stanley Cup contender, but could fight for that last playoff spot. And then now they've got to be looking down the barrel of the rest of the season going, not again.
It's too bad. I mean, but here's the other thing too, is Antti Raanta, when he's playing and not injured, which is rare, but seems to be okay at this point in time, if you're a Coyotes fan, knock on wood, can be a good goaltender. And if he can stay healthy, they should be fine. And then what might be able to stabilize them, and I personally hope so because I know him, I'm friends with him, is Adin Hill. And I'd like to see him blossom into a full-time NHL goaltender. I know he had a stint in Tucson just to get into some games because their guys were healthy, Raanta and Kuemper, until today where we found out Kemper's going to miss a significant amount of time. But if you can get solid goaltending from Raanta, Hill can come in and prove that he's ready to be a more of an NHLer on a day-to-day basis, then you might just be fine. They're right in the mix, like you mentioned, Sarah, as they approach the midway point of the season. Colorado is not knocking it out of the park this season. Minnesota has somehow crept their way into third in the division. And, I mean, the front runners are St. Louis and Vegas, but Vegas has 33 points through 22 games at the time of recording. They've got a ton of games in hand on St. Louis, and they're off and running in this division. So if Arizona can go on a little run, stay healthy with the goaltenders, Rick Tocchet can have them believing, then they might be able to claw their way up to like a third place position. I don't know how long Minnesota can sustain it. Is this a flash in the pan? Are they really that good? Colorado, I know they've been dealing with a ton of injuries, just plaguing them right now. So there might be an opportunity here for A, Raanta to take the ball and run with it, B, Adin Hill to step in and prove he's an NHLer, and C, if they can get that decent goaltending, even without Darcy Kuemper, the team, if it plays well enough, could find a way to keep itself in the mix going into the stretch drive, which, by the way, looking at my watch, basically starts right now.
It really does. And that that brings us very nicely to what I wanted to close the show with and spend kind of the bulk of our time on today, which is looking at the standings. Because, you know, for a while I've been saying, oh, it's too early to look at the standings. Oh, you know, let's not pay too much attention. Don't put too much stock in what's happening. And then I did the math. And we are depending, you know, since everyone has played variable amounts of games, it's, you know, not completely consistent, but we are almost 50% of the way into this season, which is kind of about when you want to start looking to see who's in front of you, who's behind you, and what you can do to get yourself in a better position, or if you're a team who is kind of giving up already, what you can do to just, you know, hang on until the draft lottery. And we can start looking at the West, because as you said, Minnesota, I think is surprising everyone. They have fluctuated wildly. I believe there was a point where they were last in the division, and partly due to missing a bunch of games because of COVID, but they have jumped up there. They also have played a ton of games against the California teams, which probably has helped pad some of those stats a little bit, but they have been an interesting team. And yeah, like you said, Vegas is just running away with it, which I think everyone had thought that they were going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anyone in the West who is, you know, other than kind of Minnesota, as we were mentioning, who's kind of surprising you, either good or bad, with where they're at right now?
Well, like a week and a half ago, I think we could have been talking about the LA Kings surprising us for good reasons. And looks like they've come back down to earth a little bit, but they're not too far out of it either. I mean, they put together a couple of wins and they'll be just fine as well. They're right around where Colorado is. They're 2 points back. Colorado has a game in hand. They're right there with Minnie. They're right there with Arizona. So I'm kind of watching this, and I think we have a four-horse race in this West Division. It's Minnesota, Colorado, Arizona, and LA. You can forget about the Ducks. You can forget about the Sharks. Sayonara to those two teams. So whichever teams can get on little streaks, stay consistent, minimize spells of losing, don't lose two in a row, don't lose three in a row, that's who's going to make it. And in terms of who I think has the best chance, I obviously Colorado, that's an automatic. They should be able to once they get past these injury woes. And I think it will be the Arizona Coyotes that are going to surprise some people, Sarah. That's my prediction with just over half a season to go.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe it's going to be Aiden Hill in net for them. As someone who has seen a lot of the Tucson Roadrunners, I have seen what he can do at the AHL level, and I agree that he's just waiting for his chance to show what he has at the NHL level, and with Arizona's constant goalie injuries, maybe this is his year, and he can pull that team up into a playoff spot, which I think would be, you know, another really good moment for a fan base that has gone just through the ringer year after year. I'd love to see them get a playoff spot again.
One day, dare to dream. They made it last year too, but only the people in the bubble got to enjoy that. And fortunately, I saw a lot of Arizona Coyotes hockey, which I didn't think I'd be seeing or saying in August of 2020.
There is more coming up right after this. First, though, let's talk betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football is over, but the NBA, college basketball, and of course, us here at the NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, reality TV. If you happen to be following their Twitter during the big football event, they even had odds on the commercials. So they really got everything you could imagine. You can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you could come up with. BetOnline.ag has you covered. They've got all the news, scores, and odds, and it is the best way to place your bets. And of course, it is free to sign up. Head over to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON when you go to betonline.ag to get that bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. If you're already listening to the show, then you know what we're all about over here at Locked On NHL, where we take a deep dive into every division, every team, every conference, everything you could possibly think of in the NHL. We are talking about it. On Wednesdays, you get me, you get Tom Gazzola, and we talk about all the stuff that's happening in the Central and the Pacific divisions in the league. So whether it is a look at top-end contenders like Vegas and Colorado, or breaking down the rebuilds of the Kings and the Blackhawks, Locked On NHL has you covered on Western Conference Wednesdays. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if we're looking at the Central Division, Detroit is what it is. It is terrifyingly bad. They have 17 points right now. They are obviously last in the division. They're not actually last in the league. That honor belongs to Buffalo, unfortunately for them. But, you know, in the Central, we're seeing the same thing. Tampa Bay at the top, where we had expected them to be. And then right behind them, Carolina Hurricanes. And again, the Florida Panthers are still hanging in there.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, every week that goes by, it's a little more like, all right, they're legit. Like they, this is it. And Chicago is also still hanging around there. They've a little bit tapered off as well, but you know, they're still right up there. And then everything sort of falls off dramatically from Chicago, with Columbus and Nashville and Dallas and Detroit all just really struggling to get any momentum this season.
Yeah. And Dallas, the COVID, that crazy storm, I think with the compacted schedule, even more compacted for them, can they really make up a dozen points with six games in hand? I don't think so, Sarah. So they might just be a write-off. I know we kind of skirted around that and touched on it a tiny bit last week, but Columbus doesn't seem to be able to get it together. This might be the division that just ends up being the four teams that we're seeing in the mix right now are the teams that make the playoffs, unless the Jackets rally, which is totally possible. But, you know, 3-6-1 in their last 10, with Patrick Laine and Jack Roslovic in the lineup for what, a month now? It doesn't seem to be clicking and connecting for them. So that's where I'm starting to have my concern when it comes to the Blue Jackets. We might just be saying, all right, well, it's a battle between Tampa, Carolina, Florida, and Chicago. And basically it's, hey, can Chicago stay up there? And will Florida or Carolina finish second? Can either one of those teams make a run and catch Tampa for first in the division? And whoever plays Tampa, likely, if it's the Hawks, probably get bounced in the first round anyway, right?
Right. I mean, Columbus shocked everyone a couple years ago by bouncing Tampa Bay themselves. But I feel like that was very much a, not to make a pun, but lightning in a bottle for the Blue Jackets. So yeah, I feel like whoever comes up against Tampa, good luck to them. But yeah, that Central Division is really kind of the only one where we're really starting to see that much separation. Yep. Between the first, the top four and everyone else. All the other divisions, you know, it's the 5-6, sometimes seven teams are really only a couple points out of that top four. And if someone goes on, you know, a hot run, like we were saying, the Kings are sixth right now in the West Division. They have 26 points, and the Avalanche, who are fourth, have 28. So, and anything is kind of game in some of these divisions. But yeah, the Central, it's going to take, it's really Columbus, I think, is the only one that has the chance to, mm-hmm. to put something together. But that might be our top four in the Central Division. And you know what? Good for Florida. Congratulations to Florida in advance, presuming they don't fall apart down the stretch. But it's been a really impressive run for them. And it seems like Joel Quenneville has finally got all of his guys clicking at the same time, and everyone's kind of bought into what he's doing there. And welcome back to the playoffs, hopefully, to the Florida Panthers.
Sarah, what if the Panthers finish first and the Hawks keep pace and finish fourth, and it's Joel Quenneville and the Panthers against the Blackhawks in the first round? Could you imagine?
I have never wanted anything more now that now that this possibility is out there. I mean, that would be wild.
That'd be something.
Oh, now I need it to happen. All right, Florida. Like, if you're out there,
send that good juju to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Just put together a great win streak and make this happen. It would be a shame for that to happen, and you know, no fans to be allowed in Chicago to be able to see that matchup in person. But man, that would be pretty cool.
It's funny how the hockey gods giveth and taketh. Mm-hmm. At the most opportune and inopportune times, isn't it?
Yeah, just I mean, or look at the fact that our good friend Daryl Sutter back in Calgary, and
oh yeah,
Kings fans are kind of like, man, sort of wish we played Calgary this year so we could at least say hi to him. But
yeah, you know, the Jolly Rancher's back,
right? Maybe he's mellowed out a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
Post game press conferences are a little more animated.
Hmm.
Unlikely.
I'm guessing that Daryl plus Zoom is not a winning combination here.
You're probably right.
Well, we have taken a look at what's going on in the divisions, and of course, every week we're going to keep an eye on it. And who knows, something wild could happen. Dallas could go and win 10 in a row, and then we're having a totally different conversation. But, you know, it's hockey. Anything can happen. And we, of course, will be keeping updates on it all season long as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline and the playoffs and all that great stuff. We'll be back next week with more West and Central news. There is, of course, more NHL content here on this show all week long. You can find me on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. This show's on Twitter at Locked On NHL Pods. Tom, where can people find you?
At Tom Gazzola on Locked On NHL on Fridays with Joe DiBiase, as well as TSN 1260. I'm all over the place, Sarah. You know that.
Exactly. Just throw a dart at a wall and see what happens. You might land somewhere
around. Exactly.
Exactly. So we'll be back next week. And until then, make sure you're subscribed to this show. Tell your friends about it. Leave links on social media or skywrite them or whatever it is you do to share your thoughts with your friends. And come back tomorrow and every day for more hockey content here on Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.